I speak under Christian Aid's ECOSOC status on behalf of the Feminists for a Binding Treaty. We note the changes in the former Article 10C, the current Article 12.9C, which contains a refusal of the recognition of judgments that are manifestly contrary to the ordre public of the state party in which its recognition is sought. We, however, believe that clarity is still needed to avoid legal uncertainty related to the interpretation of the notion of ordre public and to ensure effective access to remedies to victims. We recommend clarification in Article 12.9C that refusal of assistance and cooperation on the basis of state's ordre public may only occur as interpreted in accordance with international human rights law and customary international law. This wording can be added after the word sought. To ensure consistency of terminology in line with our general position on the text, we recommend adding the term violation in Article 12.10a after the word abuse. In the same vein, Articles 13.2 and 14.3 should be amended to add violation after abuse. In conclusion, we would like to stress that no exceptions and clauses should be included in the treaty, blocking access to remedies from those that suffer from the differentiated effects of corporate impunity. As the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us, the current economic system is broken. It reinforces unequal power structures and patriarchy. This means that there is an urgent need for the treaty to provide robust legal protection to those that are constantly marginalized by the economic system. The specifics of our joint proposal are clearly laid out in a position paper and annex produced by the Feminists for a Binding Treaty. I thank you, Mr. Chair.